It's time for Newman Catholic High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Fighting Cardinal Sports is brought to you by Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Graphic Packaging International, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Shine Chiropractic, Mankey Auto, and Picks and Pieces. It's time now for Newman Catholic Sports on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Newman Catholic High School Playoff Boys Basketball. Tonight, it's a Division V quarterfinal as the Newman Cardinals taking on the Lakers of White Lake. From White Lake High School, I'm Chad Holmes. Cardinals come in the number 11 seed in this bracket. The Lakers are the number 6 seed in the bracket. Newman Catholic from the Merrillwood Conference South, White Lake from the Central Wisconsin Conference North. And there's one thing that you can take away is that the competition level in the Merrillwood South is as good as any small conference in the state of Wisconsin. And the Cardinals will look to take advantage of that now in the postseason. Cardinals come in 4 wins and 20 losses overall, 2-14 in the Merrillwood South. White Lake, 13-9 overall, 7-3 in the Central Wisconsin Conference North. The winner of this game moves on to play on Friday night against the winner of tonight's game between number 3-seeded Pacelli and number 14-seeded Gresham. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout and then come back and hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Newman Catholic Cardinals. We'll talk to Jeff Waldvogel coming up next. It's Newman taking on White Lake. Fighting Cardinal playoff basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. World Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. World Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA World Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make hot pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
Chad Holmes again from White Lake. I will not be able to play you our pregame interview because apparently we're starting early. Right now, we just heard the national anthem, and we'll get the starting lineups here in just a moment. So it looks like we're going to get started a few minutes early. So we're going to go right to the starting lineups as well for the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Starter number one, sophomore Quincy Fender, leading scorer this season for Newman Catholic, averaging 16.6 points per game. Also starting, number three, Lucas Pifner, another sophomore. Second leading scorer for the Cards at 13.8 points per game. Number four, Aiden Spicala. He is a senior, averaging 3.2 points per game. Number 22, Griffin Pent, a sophomore, 4.6 points per game. And number 23, Leah McCarty, a sophomore, averaging 5.3 points per game. So again, for the Fighting Cards, Quincy Fender, Lucas Pifner, Aiden Spicala, Griffin Pent, and Liam McCarty. For the White Lakes Lakers, number two, Brody Kresiak. He is a junior, 5 feet, 9 inches tall, 12.6 points per game. Number three, Aaron Wickersheim, a sophomore, 5 feet, 9 inches tall, 20.9 points per game. Number four, Nick Blowett, a junior, 5 feet, 9 inches tall, 3.3 points per game. Number 23, Blake Lambert, a 6 foot senior, 8 points per game. And number 24, Brody Clay, a 6 foot 3 inch senior, 5.2 points per game. So again for White Lake, Brody Kresiak, Aaron Wickersheim, Nick Blowett, Blake Lambert, and Brody Clay. Cardinals tonight in the road red as they are the lower seed. White numerals, Columbia blue trim. White Lake in the home white with the red numerals and the black trim. Glad you could join us here for Newman Catholic playoff basketball here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Nice crowd on hand, a nice gym here at White Lake. It's really a very impressive facility to have tonight's game. Jumping center will be Liam McCarty for the Cards, Blake Lambert for the Lakers. Newman will go from left to right in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. There's the whistle. The tip is battle for it, controlled by White Lake, and we are underway. On the right-hand side, Nick Blowett, 21 feet from the basket, into the right corner. Now posting up is Clay. Clay bobbles it, saves it, and then throws it off the body of Aiden Spicala. Out of bounds, and the ball will stay with White Lake. Lakers will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Looking is Wickersheim. Looking, gets it left-hand side with his Kresiak. Kresiak kicks it out, faking the three is Clay. Clay moves it right wing side, Blowett. He'll go up for a three, came up short, no good. Rebound grab by Griffin Pent for Newman Catholic. Cardinals back into the front court. Left wing side, Lucas Pifner. Between the circles, Pent. Pent moves it right to Fender. Fender, 25 feet, backing it up near the center circle. Now right wing side, back to Pent. Pent dribbles with the right hand, gets it out top to Pifner. Pifner, right wing side, now Pent. Pent to the free throw line, back to Quincy Fender. Fender dribbles left-hand side. Fender goes up from the left wing, comes up short from 14 feet away, and the rebound's grabbed by Brody Clay for White Lake. Back up court now come the Lakers. On the right-hand side, Blowett looks inside. Clay. Clay has it knocked away, but chased down near the timeline by Aaron Wickersheim. Wickersheim, deep left corner, Kresiak. Kresiak down low to Clay. Clay gets double-teamed. Back on the wing, Kresiak. Kresiak moves it right-hand side to Lambert. Lambert in the lane. Ball fake. And a foul will be called on Newman. First foul of the game. Lucas Pifner will be whistled for the personal. White Lake will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Wickersheim gets it right corner to Kresiak. Kresiak moves it on the wing to Clay. Clay into the right corner. Wickersheim. Wickersheim dribbles. Still on the right wing side. Now looks to baseline. Moves it left-hand side. Ball is tipped, but grabbed by Kresiak. Now inside, with it is Lambert. Lambert going to the basket, had it blocked, but a whistle and a foul will be called on Liam McCarty. So the first free throws of the night will go to the 6 foot senior, Blake Lambert for White Lake. Lambert on the campaign, 8 points per game, shooting just 37% from the free throw line, and the first one is no good. So not a good free throw shooter, one more to come. Second free throw is no good as well. Ball is tipped, grabbed by Pent. Cardinals will bring it up court. Still scoreless, 16:27 to go in the first half. With it is Quincy Fender, moves it right-hand side, Pifner. Pifner, 30 feet from the basket. McCarty between the circles, hands it to Fender. Fender gives it to Spicala, right wing side, Pifner. Pifner dribbles with the left hand, now penetrates, pulls up from 14, came up short, no good. Rebound to Brody Kresiak for White Lake. Back up court, now come the Lakers. Into the front court, Kreshek. Kreshek moves it into the right corner, Blowett. Blowett, 22 feet from the basket. Gets it inside. With it is Lambert. Lambert down low. Clay back to Lambert. Lambert lays it up and in. Little give and go between the two forwards. And White Lake on the board first. 2-0. 15:45 to go, first half. Cards back into the front court. Right wing side. With it is Pent. Now rotated left, Lucas Pifner. Pifner, bounce pass near the top of the key to Spicala. Right wing fender, he'll try a three. No good. Rebound is cleared by Brody Kreshek for White Lake. Kreshek will bring it over the timeline now for the Lakers. Pass is tipped and stolen. Picked off by Fender. Fender will push. Fender then throws it away right into the hands of Aaron Wickersheim. And then ball's knocked out of bounds off of Newman. Bit of a slow start offensively for the Cards. 15-19 to go, first half. 2-0 White Lake with the basketball and the lead. Up court with it is Brody Kreshek. Kreshek moves it right wing side to Blowett. Blowett, 28 feet from the basket, right corner to Lambert. Lambert, skip pass, left-hand side, Kreshek. 15-foot jumper is short, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Liam McCarty, and then stripped of it, but there to grab it on the left-hand side was Griffin Pence. Back up court comes Newman. Right-hand side, Spicala. Spicala back out top, Pifner. Pifner thought about the three, penetrates, moves it right wing side, Spicala, now to Fender. Fender dribbles with the left hand, 28 feet from the basket, works his way to the center circle. Right-hand side, Pifner. Pifner. Between the circles, McCarty, left-hand side, Fender. Fender back to the top of the key. Right-hand side, Pent. He's open for a three, a little bit strong, no good. Rebound to Brody Kreshek for White Lake. Kreshek back up court now for the Lakers. Kreshek still dribbles. Kreshek still pounds the hardwood. Now stops, still 30 feet from the basket. Moves it right wing side. With it is Blake Lambert. Lambert skips it left wing side, Kreshek. Kreshek will back it up near the timeline. Now right-hand side, Nick Blowett. Blowett just holds it. Patience in the half court right now for White Lake. Into the right corner, Clay. Clay back on the wing, Kreshek. Kreshek, 23 feet from the basket. Kreshek just holds. Kreshek into the right corner. Now skip pass underneath, wide open. Bank, no good. Break for the Cards. Wide open is Blowett after the pass to the left block. Now the Cardinals back into the front court. Right wing side. Fender gets it out top. Now rotate left to Pifner. Pifner into the lane. Left-hand side with it is Spicala. Shot is attempted, no good. And the rebound is snagged again by White Lake. 13:30 to go in the first half. 2-0 White Lake going to the basket. Blocking it was McCarty. Blocking it away from Kreshek. Long pass ahead. Spicala will lay it up and in. Started with the block. Turns into a transition layup for the Cardinals. Newman on the board, 2-2. 13:13 to go in the first half. Pass is nearly stolen, but reaching across, getting the arm is Aiden Spicala, and a foul will be called on Newman. Number one on Aiden, number three on the team, and a 30-second timeout will be called by White Lake. Timeout, 13:09 to go, first half, 2-2, back in 30 seconds here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
.09 to go in the first half. Inbounded by White Lake. 2-2 game. With it on top is Brody Clay, right wing. Hands it off to Kreshek. Kreshek works around the screen, still dribbles right wing, 24 feet from the basket, now into the right corner. Back on the wing, Clay. He'll try a three-pointer and hit it. 6'3 senior Brody Clay from the right wing hits the three-point field goal. Not one of the normal three-point shooters for White Lake. And White Lake has a 5-2 lead. Pifner, right wing, gets it back out top. McCarty, left wing side defender. Fender gives it off to Spicala. Spicala, right wing side, Griffin Pent. Pent, 20 feet from the basket. Rotated left, Pifner. Pifner dribbles with the right hand. Little pass down low, tipped away from McCarty. Stolen by Aaron Wickersheim. Wickersheim will bring it over the timeline for White Lake. Wickersheim in the center circle. Wickersheim still dribbles. Wickersheim, bounce pass, left wing side, Kreshek. Kreshek holds it 25 feet from the basket. Now works his way near the top of the key. Moves it right wing side to Blawett. Blawett holds it, now dribbles, stops his dribble, looking for help. Right wing side, Wickersheim. Wickersheim averaging more than 20 per game, yet to score. Looking baseline, and a block will be called on Griffin Pent. Four team fouls now on the cards. Number one on Pent. First substitution of the game. Evan Zupke comes in for Newman, replacing Liam McCarty. White Lake will inbound on the baseline. Right-hand side, Kreshek. On the wing to Clay. Clay between the circles, Lambert. Lambert moves it left wing side, Blawett. Blawett back out top, Kreshek. Kreshek, bounce pass, right-hand side to Lambert. Lambert looked inside, ball is tipped, ball is battled for, but not reestablishing himself in the court, according to the official, was Lucas Pifner. Pifner saved it in play, but he had come from out of bounds, and the official said he did not have both his feet down before he made contact with the basketball. Looking to inbound again is White Lake, taken out top by Brody Clay. Between the circles, Lambert. Lambert hands it off to Brody Kreshek. Kreshek near the center circle. 11:35 to go, first half. 5-2, White Lake with the lead. Right-hand side, Wickersheim. Wickersheim looking down low, Clay. Clay posting up. Clay now kicks it back to Kreshek. Kreshek, right wing, open for a three. Rolls off, no good. Rebound grab by Griffin Pent. Here come the Cardinals. Right-hand side to Fender. Fender looking baseline. Fender, little floater from 10 is good. Quincy Fender from the right-hand side gets his first points of the game. 5-4, Three Lakes. 11:05 to go in the first half. Back up court with it is Kreshek. Kreshek looking down low. Blake Lambert, right corner, looks baseline. Ball is stripped and stolen away. Spicala will push it now for the Cards. Zupke, right-hand side. Quick release. 15-footer is good by Quincy Fender. Four quick points for Fender, and the Cardinals have the lead 6-5, 10:43 to go in the first half. First lead of the night for the Cards. Near the center circle, Aaron Wickersheim. In his grill is Pent. Wickersheim now nearly walked, but hands it off to Kreshek. Kreshek moves it right wing side to Blawett. Blawett gets it back out, taken there by Kreshek. Kreshek holds it 30 feet from the basket. Kreshek now near the top of the key. Gives it back to Blawett. Blawett dribbles with the right hand. Blawett, now we're looking to penetrate. Blawett moves it right wing side to Lambert. Lambert goes up for a three. No good. Rebound is grabbed in the right corner by Blawett. Back to Lambert and hands it off to Kreshek. Kreshek about 27 feet from the basket. Inside Clay. Clay turns, fires, misses from 6 feet away. And the rebound grabbed by Zupke for Newman. 9:52 on the clock, first half. Cardinals with the basketball and a 6-5 lead. Right wing side with it is Quincy Fender. Fender penetrates. Fender to the hole, takes an extra step and is called for traveling. Little hop in the lane from Quincy before he released the shot. Turnover on Newman. Substitution for White Lake. Trey Watkins comes in, replacing Nick Blawett. Walking it up court is Brody Kreshek. 5'9" junior for the Lakers. Second leading scorer moves it left wing side to their leading scorer, Wickersheim. Right in his grill again is Griffin Pent. Wickersheim to the right hand side. Wickersheim penetrates, misses the banker. Rebound grabbed underneath, laid up and in by Blake Lambert. 4 points for Lambert. 7-6 lead for White Lake. Cardinals back into the forecourt as we near the midway point of the first half. Between the circles, with it is Picala. Right wing side, Pifner. Pifner pulls up from 13, rolls off short, no good. Rebound to Blake Lambert for White Lake. Exactly halfway through the first half, 9 minutes to go, 7-6, White Lake with the lead. Out top, Kreshek. Kreshek still dribbles. Kreshek now moves it right wing side. That's Watkins. Watkins 22 feet from the basket. Just left of the top of the key to Lambert. Out top, Wickersheim. Wickersheim to Lambert. Lambert going to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Rebound. Battle for Watkins will grab it. Watkins will kick it back out. With it is Kreshek. Kreshek left-hand side to Clay. Clay stops. Clay moves it left corner. Three-pointer for Kreshek is no good. An air ball. Rebound Watkins. Watkins lays it up and in. Cardinals need to clear the boards. Three opportunities that time for White Lake. 9-6 Lakers, 8:15 to go in the half. Right wing side, Pifner. Pifner up for a three. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Trey Watkins. Here comes White Lake back into the forecourt. Brody Kreshek. And now a timeout call. Timeout with 8:03 to go in the first half. 9-6 White Lake. Back in 30 seconds on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
.03 to go first half, 9-6 White Lake. White Lake with the basketball tipped away, but a foul will be called. Ooh, that was a tight call against Pifner. Thought he may have picked the pocket clean of Brody Kreshek, but the whistle blows, and that's team foul number five. Interesting. Again, this is an interesting fact. Five team fouls on Newman, zero team fouls right now on White Lake. Inbounded by the Lakers, taken by Blowett. Blowett holds it 30 feet from the basket. With it on the right wing side is Watkins. Watkins gives it off to Wickersheim. Wickersheim around the screen to the right wing. Wickersheim looking for room to maneuver. Now into the right corner. Now finds an opening. Right wing three is short. Good defense again by the Cardinals. And Pent. Rebounds grabbed by Pifner. Gets it ahead. Quincy Fender. Fender back to Pifner. He'll try a three. Back racket no good. Boy, ice cold shooting right now for the Cardinals. 7:25 to go first half, 9-6. White Lake with the ball and a three-point lead. Ball in the forecourt. With it is Wickersheim in his grill. Pent. Boy, Pent, again, he was named to the Merriwood South All-Defensive Team this year, and he's showing it here in this first half. With it is Nick Blowett. Blowett, bounce pass, right wing side, Wickersheim. Wickersheim looking for the cutter. In the lane, with it is Lambert. Lambert has stripped and stolen. Picked up by Spicala. Spicala drops it down low. To the basket is Pent, and it was partially blocked. Goes out of bounds, but grabbed by Spicala. It did not go out of bounds. Stayed on the end line. Everybody stopped, and then Spicala was able to grab it and get the layup. 9-8. 6:45 to go in the first half. Lambert into the front court. Gives it off to Blowett. Blowett dribbles near the top of the key. Blowett looking for help. Moves it right wing side. With it is Watkins. Watkins back out top. Wickersheim. Wickersheim 30 feet from the basket. Holds it. Still working against Pent. Now penetrates. Goes into Spicala and called for traveling. Good help that time by Aiden Spicala, forcing the travel on Wickersheim. And Wickersheim again averaging 21 points per game. But so far Griffin Pent has kept him scoreless with a little help from his teammates. In that case, Aiden Spicala. Cards a chance to regain the lead. Into the front court. Now in the right corner. Three-pointer is good for Quincy Fender. Little penetration by Pifner. Kicked it right corner to Fender. 7 points for Fender. The Cardinals up by two. 11-9. Just over 6 minutes to go in the half. White Lake, right-hand side. With it is Lambert. Lambert moves it right-hand side. Now with it 30 feet from the hole again is Kreshek. Kreshek, right wing, taken by Nick Blowett. Blowett gets it back out top to Lambert. Has it strolling away. With it is Fender. Fender to the basket. He'll lay it up and in. The steal, the transition, and the layup. Quincy Fender. 13-9. 5:35 to go in the first half. Back up court. With it is Kreshek. Kreshek, right wing side. Taken by Blowett. Blowett back out top Wickersheim. Wickersheim between the circles. Still in his grill is Pent. Now works his way to the right wing. Penetrates, stripped by Pent, but they're going to call a foul. Boy, oh boy, again, that looked fairly clean from my point of view, but nevertheless, the whistle does blow, and they will say that was in the act of shooting. So 5'9 sophomore Aaron Wickersheim will head to the free throw line looking for his first point of the game. Wickersheim is a 69% free throw shooter on the season. He's gotten to the stripe more than anybody else on the team. This will be his 100th. Oh, actually, they're going to say he was not in the act. So it'll be an inbounds play coming up for White Lake. So take away all that talk about free throws. White Lake will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. With it, just left at the top of the key is Clay. Clay stops his dribble, needs some help, hands it to Wickersheim, goes baseline to the basket, misses the running banker, tip back out, grabbed by Blowett. Another offensive board. With it is Kreshek. Kreshek between the circles, moves it right to Wickersheim. Wickersheim with, again, Griffin Pent in his grill. Holding above his head is Wickersheim, gets it back out top to Blowett. Now with it is Kreshek. Kreshek near the center circle. Kreshek works his way to the right. Pass off to Wickersheim. Wickersheim looking inside, posting up his Clay. Triple team. Clay get caught underneath, and now a whistle. And they're going to call a foul again on the Cards. Boy, oh boy. Seven fouls on Newman, zero on White Lake, and now heading to the line for a 1-1 is Brody Clay. Clay is only a 35% free throw shooter. So again, if you're sending anybody to the stripe, like it to be Clay or Lambert. Free throw is no good. Rebound is snagged by Newman and McCarty. 13-9 Newman, 4:37 to go in the first half. Right wing side, with it is Lucas Pifner. Pifner looking inside to Fender. Fender saves it. Back out top, Zupke. Now with it is Pifner. Pifner at the free throw line goes up. Off to the left and short, no good. Rebound, McCarty, put back is no good. And the rebound this time grabbed by Aaron Wickersheim. Wickersheim will walk it over the timeline for White Lake. Right-hand side, Blowett. Blowett back between the circles, Kreshek. Kreshek moves it to Blowett, right wing. Back out top, Lake Lambert. Lambert dribbles 21 feet from the basket, now stops. Gives it back to Kreshek. Kreshek to the right, backs it up 30 feet from the hole. Gives it to Aaron Wickersheim. Wickersheim moves it left wing side to Lambert. Lambert holds it in front of the Newman bench. Now turns the corner, left corner, passes off on the wing to Clay. Patience in the half court again for White Lake. With it is Kreshek. Kreshek still 22 feet from the hole. Gives it off to Blowett. Blowett left hand side to Clay. Clay back on the left wing side, Lambert. Lambert looks inside. With it is Clay. Good ball fake. Reverse layup is no good. Hung on the iron, would not drop in. Rebounds grabbed by the Cards and Quincy Fender. Left-hand side, Pifner. Pifner out top, Spicala. Right-wing side, Fender. Fender back to McCarty between the circles. Left-wing side, Zupke. Zupke dribble, stops near the top of the key. Now on the right-wing side, Pifner. Pifner inside. Aiden Spicala, he'll be fouled. Gets the basket. He'll have a chance for a three-point play. So Aiden Spicala with the basket. And now a chance for a three-point play. Free throw is good. 16-9, Cardinals, 3:10 to go in the first half. Back up court. With it is White Lake. Good pass down low. Blocking the shot is Fender, and he'll save it. Oh. Again, they're going to say he was not established, but that time right in front of me, both feet were down for Fender. I think the official may have missed that one. Coach Waldvogel having a word. He saw it, I think, the same way. Still a good defensive play made by Fender. Ball will be inbounded by White Lake. 16-9, biggest lead of the game, 7 points for the Cards. Kreshek into lane, ball is knocked away, saved by Fender. Fender with the steal, brings it over the timeline for the Cards. Moves it right wing side. With it is Zupke. Zupke back out top. McCarty gives it over to Fender. Fender penetrates, goes to the basket. Banker is no good. Rebound is cleared by Blake Lambert for White Lake. Back up court. With it is White Lake. Into the right corner. Ball is lost by Wickersheim and picked up by McCarty. Fumbling as he got to the baseline was Wickersheim. Cardinals back up court. Left-hand side, Zupke. Left open for a three. Way off the mark, no good. That may have been a little bit of a quick shot for Evan, and the rebound's grabbed by Kreshek. Left-hand side, Wickersheim. He'll penetrate, and he'll be called for steps. I thought he may have walked outside the three-point arc, and then he tried to penetrate on the dribble. Took an extra step. Another turnover on White Lake, and the Cardinals get it back. Anthony Holford comes in now for Newman Catholic. Oh, and he's going to inbound it for the Cards. 2:13 to go in the first half, a low-scoring first half, but Newman on a run has taken a 16-9 lead. Between the circles, McCarty moves it left-hand side. Piffner left open for a three. Rattles out, no good. That was halfway down. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Trey Watkins of White Lake. So the ball will stay with the Cards. They will inbound it on the baseline. That was a tough break for Piffner. That ball is about halfway down. Inbounded, left-hand side, McCarty. On the wing, Piffner. Piffner hands it off to Fender. Fender between the circles. Moves it right wing side. Anthony Holford gets it back out top to McCarty. McCarty left wing side to Fender. Fender looks baseline. Fender, little floater is good off the window from 7 feet away. Double digits now for Quincy Fender. He has 11 of the 18 for the Cards. 18-9, 1:33 to go in the half. Baseline to the basket. Missing the shot was Blake Lambert, but he'll be fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line. Lambert is 0 for 2 at the stripe, and again, he has struggled mightily at the free throw line this year. He has hit only 28 of 78 free throws, under 36%. And the free throw is no good. So he has 4 points, but 0 for 3 at the free throw line. Second free throw is good. Ends a big offensive drought for the Lakers. Under a minute and a half to go in the first half, 18-10 Newman. Out top, McCarty, 25 feet from the basket, moves it left. Quincy Fender back to McCarty. Left-hand side came up short from 10 feet away, and the rebound cleared by White Lake. Pushing are the Lakers, and they beat the Cards down court. The Cardinals did not hustle down court that time, and it led to a layup. That cannot happen. 4 points for Trey Watkins, 18-12. 1 minute to go in the half. After the miss, the Cardinals did not get on their horse. Back into the forecourt comes Newman. With it between the circles, Fender moves it right wing side. Piffner. Piffner hands it off to Spicala. Spicala lost it. Ball is tipped and stolen away. Picked up by Wickersheim. Wickersheim into the lane. Had it swatted away, but they're going to call a foul on Spicala. Cardinals had built up a decent lead, and now it's starting to slip away here late in the first half. Aaron Wickersheim, again, averaging 21 per game. Still scoreless, but he gets 2 free throws. Free throw is good. Back in the game for the Cards is Griffin Pent. Liam McCarty will take a seat. That last foul on Aiden Spicala was his second. Second free throw is good as well. So back to a 4-point game, 18-14, 38 seconds to go in the first half. Walking it over the timeline is Fender. Fender dribbles, center circle. Fender hands it off to Pent. Pent, a weave out top. Cardinals may be looking for one final shot. Pent between the circles. Pent still 30 feet from the hole, gives it back to Fender. Clock down to 17. With it again is Griffin Pent. Pent hands it off to Piffner with 12. Center circle, Fender with 9. Fender penetrates. Great look, Spicala misses the layup. Ball battle for, and now out of bounds. I don't think I've seen as many calls where the player was not established back in the court than we have in the first half. Twice on the Cards, and that time on White Lake. As Blake Lambert was out of bounds, tried to come back, had not established himself when he touched it, so Newman will inbound on the baseline with 3.4 seconds to go in the first half. Inbounded out top, Piffner, right wing side, open three for Fender! No good as the first half comes to an end. It was a good look for Quincy Fender on the right-hand side, just rolled off. So first half in the books in this Division 5 boys basketball regional quarterfinal. Newman Catholic 18, White Lake 14. We'll come back and look at the numbers of this first half in 3 minutes. 3 minute break. This is Newman Catholic High School boys basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield. Formerly Fred Miller Automotive, Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Three wrestlers join elite company as four-time state champs, plus more from the state wrestling meet. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The WIAA Individual Wrestling State Meet saw 42 boys champions crowned across three divisions on Saturday, along with 12 girls state champs. Further numbers include a total of 21 boys wrestlers that repeated as state champ, 7 who won a third title, 11 that claimed a second crown, and 15 male wrestlers who ended this season unbeaten. Among the undefeated wrestlers was Dawson Johnson of Cumberland, who won the 138-pound weight class in Division III by finishing his senior season with a perfect 58-0 mark. It was the fourth state title for Johnson. Joining him as four-time state champs were Connor Mirasola of West Bend West and Coy Hopke of Amory. Mirasola won the 190-pound title in Division I, and coincidentally, his twin brother Cole became a three-time state champion, winning the heavyweight title, as the pair accounted for a combined 7 championships in their illustrious careers. Coy Hopke recorded a first period pin to cap off his fourth state title, this one at heavyweight in Division II. Of note, Dodgeville had the most individual state champions with 4. On the girls' side, junior Haley Krieger of New London will look to become the first ever female four-time state champion next year as she grabbed her third state crown on Saturday at 152 pounds, finishing a perfect 42-0. She was one of 8 female wrestlers who finished unbeaten this year. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
And Chad Holmes back again from White Lake. We are at halftime of this Division 5 regional quarterfinal between the Newman Cardinals and the White Lake Lakers. Low scoring first half. Newman Catholic 18, White Lake 14. Looking at the scoring, only 2 Cardinals scored in the first half. Quincy Fender had 11 points. He had 4 two-point field goals and a three-pointer. And Aiden Spicava had 7 points. He had 3 two-point field goals and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. 7 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, and 1 for 1 at the free throw line in the first half of play. For the White Lake Lakers, they got 5 points from Blake Lambert. He had a pair of two-point field goals and was 1 out of 4 at the free throw line. 4 points for Trey Watkins on a pair of two-point field goals. A three-point field goal for 3 points for Brody Clay. He was also 0 for 1 at the stripe. And Aaron Wickersheim had 2 points, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 4 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line in the first half for the Lakers of White Lake. Reminder, tomorrow night from 6 until 8 p.m., join Jeff Gress and myself for the big high school sports show right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We will talk about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey. Plus, we will be joined by a pair of guests. We will be talking to the head girls basketball coach of Athens High School, coming off a big win in the regional final at number one Pacelli. We'll talk to Kincaid Keefe, Athens girls basketball coach at 620. And then at 7, our student athlete guest for this week, we will be talking to from Wausau West High School, their outstanding football and boys basketball performer, senior Brett Butala. So again, that's coming up tomorrow night, big high school sports show. And then don't forget on Thursday, high school state tournament hockey, the Central Wisconsin Storm against the Cap City Cougars, 4:35 for the pregame and 5 o'clock for the opening faceoff from Madison. 18-14, Newman over White Lake. We will come back in 3 minutes and 30 seconds with the second half. This is Newman Cardinal Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Now you can organize and create lasting memories by converting your photos and memories into digital photos you can share with family and friends. Picks and Pieces will create your custom photo books and slideshows that are perfect for family gatherings, weddings, or any special event. You'll receive your finished product on an external hard drive or cloud service of your choice for easy viewing and sharing. Contact Melissa at Picks and Pieces Photo Management and Digital Organization at 446-0762. Email mel@picksandpieces.com.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shy Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make Hot Pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Start of the second half, 18-14, Newman over White Lake. Well, One of these teams will see their season come to an end at the end of this half of basketball. The other will advance to play on Friday, likely at Pacelli, the number 3 seed. And when you say that, that's when the upsets occur. But 18-14 cards, Newman with the basketball. We are underway in the second half. Now Low McCarty, little right corner J, good from 4 feet away. Very quickly, the Cardinals get Liam McCarty on the score sheet. Only the third Newman player to score. Again, 11 for Fender, 7 for Spicala in the first half. Now 20-14 in the first half. In the second half. Right wing side with it is Blake Lambert. Lambert stops 21 feet from the basket, hands it to Wickersham. Wickersham. Oh, a little bit of a bump. Got some room. Goes to the right corner. Misses from 12 feet away. Then tips it away from McCarty. Goes up from 10. Missed again. It's been a rough night for the leading scorer for White Lake. And a couple of shots up high, but again, no whistles. And back up court come the Cards. With it out top is Picava. Right wing side, Lucas Pifner. Pifner goes baseline. Right hand side, hits the four-footer. Pifner's first points of the game. 8-point lead for Newman, 22-14, 1 minute into the second half. Right-hand side, 15-foot jumper is no good by Kreshek. Rebound cleared by Newman and Griffin Pence. Cardinals a chance to get the first double-digit lead of the night. Over the timeline comes Quincy Fender. Right-hand side, with it is Pence. Rotated left to Fender. Fender turns the corner to the basket, lays it up and in. Good quick move by Fender on the baseline, left-hand side. He's got 13, and a quick 6-0 run for the Cardinals. Makes it 24-14, and a timeout call by White Lake. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back. 24-14, Cardinals back in 30. Here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
A perfect start for the Cardinals in the second half. They now lead 24-14, 16:25 to go. Brody Kreshek in the front court now for White Lake. He'll penetrate, stop just inside the free throw line, then picked off on the right-hand side by Fender. Fender will push. Fender to the hole. He will be bumped. He will be fouled, and Quincy Fender will head to the free throw line for two shots. So right now, the Cardinals trying to push a big gap here early in the second half. It was a 4-point game at the intermission. 6 points scored already. Make that, oh, nope, rattles out for Fender. One more free throw. But again, a very quick start here for Newman in the second half of play. One more free throw to come. Second free throw is no good. Spicala with the rebound. Drops it up to McCarty. 7-footer is good. Aiden Spicala with the offensive board and Liam McCarty with the basket. 26-14 Cardinals. Right-hand side, Wickersham. Wickersham, 19 feet from the basket. Wickersham will back it up. Little crossover into the lane. Forces up the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back is no good. Boy, the lid is on tight for the White Lake sophomore. Cardinals back up court. Left-hand side, Pent. Left open for three. No good off the window. And the rebound to Aaron Wickersham for White Lake. Back up court come the Lakers. Brody Kreshek near the center circle. Kreshek still dribbles. Kreshek to the right-hand side. With it is Wickersham. Wickersham, 25 feet from the basket. Goes up for a long three-pointer. Hits it. That was well behind the arc, but his first field goal of the game, averaging 21 points per game, now has 5. 26-17, just over 15 minutes to go. Cardinals back into the front court, right wing side Fender. Good first move, goes baseline, lays it up and in. Boy, Fender just too quick for the White Lake defense. 4.5, 15 in the game for Quincy Fender, and it's now 28-17 Cards, 14:45 to go. Wickersham, right wing, forces up a three, back bracket no good. Rebound tip chased down by Blake Lambert. Another chance now for White Lake. Into the lane, Kreshek. Top of the key, Watkins. Hands it back to Kreshek. Kreshek between the circles. Right wing side to Brody Clay. Clay 21 feet from the basket. Right wing side, Wickersheim. Wickersheim looks to get into the lane. Little fade away from 14 is no good. Gets his own rebound. No good on the putback, but he'll be fouled and get a couple of free throws. So free throws as trying to be a bigger offensive force here in the second half for White Lake is Aaron Wickersheim as he hits the first free throw. Again, if they're to get back into this game and they have to get their offense going, the 5'9" sophomore averaging 21 per game needs to heat up. Second free throw is no good. Rebound is battled for. Finally dug out by Spicava. 28-18, 10-point lead for Newman. 14-10 to go. Into the front court come the Cards. Right wing side, Fender. Fender drops it down low, Spicava. Back on the wing, Fender. Fender penetrates. Floater from seven is good. Another nice finish by Quincy Fender. 17 points for the Cardinal sophomore. Biggest lead of the game for Newman, 12 points. 30-18. 13:45 to go. Wickersheim, right wing side. Trying to force up, took an extra step, got away with it, and makes the eight-footer. 6.5, 8 in the game for Wickersheim, 30-20, 13.5 minutes to go. Left-hand side, Griffin Pent, rotated to the right. Pifter back out top, Spicava. Left wing side, Fender. Fender lobs it down low over the top of Aiden, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover on Newman, and a timeout, full timeout, so we're going to take a 60-second break. 30-20 Newman, 13:20 to go. Back in 1 minute here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics. Because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Chad Holmes again from White Lake High School. 13:20 to go in the game. 30-20, Newman with the lead. White Lake with the basketball. Into the front court, Brody Kreshek. Kreshek works his way to the right wing side, skips it left wing side, going up and saving it was Wickersheim. Wickersheim skips it back to Kreshek, right wing. Kreshek up from 17, came up short. Another offensive board. With it is Lambert. Kick back out. Now Clay. Clay, right wing. Into the right corner, Kreshek. Looks down low. Positioned by Lambert. Lambert drops it down low to Clay. Clay picks it up, kicks it back out to Kreshek. Kreshek, 20 feet from the basket, and now a whistle. I think a three-second violation. 3-second violation called on White Lake. So the Cardinals get it back. 12:40 to go. 30-20. Newman still with the lead. Right wing side. With it is Pifner. Pifner, 24 feet from the basket. Near the center circle, Liam McCarty. Now with it is Fender. Fender moves it left wing side to Pent. Pent back to Fender. Fender right wing side. Pifner. Now Pent, left-hand side, goes up for a three, hits it. Griffin Pent with his first points of the game. Nothing but net from the left wing. And the Cardinals lead by 13, 33-20, 12:08 to go. Pass inside, taken by Lambert. Lambert has his pass stolen away, Fender. Fender down the lane, Fender lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Just as he got to the lane, just as he was about to go up for the shot, fumbling it away was Quincy Fender. Ball back over to White Lake. Lakers went inbound. Tossed in. Taken by Blake Lambert. Gives it over to Kreshek. Kreshek looking down low. Ball is knocked away. Boy, he threw that one right into the hands of Spicala. But now it's picked off by Pent. Pent all by himself lays it up and in. Cardinal defense able to force another turnover. 35-20. 11:40 to go. Into the front court comes White Lake. In the right corner, Wickersheim. Wickersheim will be fouled as trying to take the contact was Griffin Pent. He'll be called for the personal. Second team foul on the Cards, but that is bad news. That's number four on Griffin Pent. He's done such a good job against Wickersheim here tonight. Inbounded right wing. With it is Kreshek. Kreshek gives it back over to Wickersheim. Wickersheim inside. Ball was partially blocked by McCarty. Grabbed on the right wing. Three-pointer no good by Wickersheim. McCarty this time will control the rebound. Pent will bring it back for the Cards. Left-hand side, Pifner. Had it poked away and stolen by Wickersheim. Wickersheim will push. Two on two. Wickersheim in the lane. Had it blocked away. Ball tipped out of bounds. Off of Newman and Pifner. So with those four fouls, Griffin Pent will take a seat and Anthony Hofer will come back in. 11:06 to go, 15-point edge for the Cards, 35-20. Wickersheim looking to inbound. Gets it in, right wing side to Clay. Clay right corner, Watkins. Pass inside, bobble, but grabbed by Clay at the free throw line. Off the window, no good by Lambert. Rebound to Spicala. Pass ahead, Fender. Fender to the hole, lays it up too hard. Going for the offensive rebound, grabbing the rim is Liam McCarty. And basket interference will be called. He was trying to grab that rebound and slam it down. And now the officials are going to get together. And the ball goes over to White Lake. 10:52 on the clock, 35-20. Newman with the lead. Aaron Wickersheim will bring it up court now for the Lakers, crossing the timeline. Working his way to the free throw line, knocked away, stolen by Fender. Fender will now slow it down and bring it back up court for Newman. Another turnover on White Lake. Right-hand side, Hofer back out top to Fender. Fender between the circles. Does dribbles. Nobody in his grill at this point. Moves it right wing side to Pifner. Pifner back between the circles. McCarty, left-hand side. Fender still 30 feet from the basket. Just dribbles with the right hand as willing to milk a little bit of clock with his 15-point lead. Anthony Hofer, left-hand side, back over to Fender. Fender will back it up near the center circle. Moves it right to Lucas Pifner. Pifner. Cardinals rotate it left-hand side defender. Under 10 minutes to go. Now right-hand side, Anthony Hofer back out top McCarty. Left-hand side, Pifner. Pifner looks inside McCarty. McCarty left lock. Three-footer is no good. And the rebound grab by Watkins for White Lake. Good look for the Cards. Took a little time off. 9:40 to go. 35-20. Watkins left wing hands it off to Wickersheim. Wickersheim with Fender on the defense. Bounce pass, gets it over to Kreshek. Now Watkins back to Kreshek, 27 feet from the basket. Swings it left, Wickersheim. Cardinals making White Lake milk some clock. Wickersheim looks frustrated. Kreshek, right-hand side. His pass deflected, picked off again by Aiden Spicala, and then Wickersheim will commit the foul. The sophomore looking very frustrated, not able to get much going here tonight. First foul on Wickersheim, number two on the team. Jed Bloom will come into the game now for the Fighting Cards. Liam McCarty will take a seat. Nearing the midway point of the second half. 9:10 to go. Cardinals with a big second half, 35-20 lead. Right-hand side, Fender gets it back to Piffner, gets it back to Fender and misses the floater from the lane. Rebound is grabbed by Kreshek. Kreshek will push it now for the Lakers. Right-hand side, Wickersheim turns the corner, goes baseline, lays it up and in. Aaron Wickersheim with the basket. 35-22, Cardinals, 8:45 to go. Cards back into the front court. Jed Bloom moves the left wing side, Piffner. Piffner back out top, Spicala, right wing side, Hofer. Back out top to Bloom, 25 feet from the basket. Now Fender. Fender just left of the top of the key. Between the circles, Aiden Spicala now gives it off to Piffner. Piffner up from 16, hits it. Lucas Piffner with the 16-footer. 37-22. Cardinals with the lead. Right wing side, Blake Lambert. His pass deflected, goes out of bounds. And now coming in is Matthew Meyer for the Cards, getting his first playing time here tonight. Anthony Hofer will come out. Inbounded, right wing side to Kreshek. Kreshek, 23 feet from the basket. Holds it, now gets it out top to Watkins. Watkins swings it left, Wickersheim, still 30 feet from the basket. Back on the right wing side to Kreshek, into the right corner, that's Lambert. Kreshek, right wing, goes up for a three and hits it. Brody Kreshek with his first points of the game. 37-25 Cardinals, 7:45 to go. Over the timeline comes Quincy Fender. Moves it near side, Lucas Piffner, and now the Cards will call timeout. Full timeout, so we will take a one-minute break. 7:37 to go. 37-25 Newman back in 60 seconds on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Now you can organize and create lasting memories by converting your photos and memories into digital photos you can share with family and friends. Picks and Pieces will create your custom photo books and slideshows that are perfect for family gatherings, weddings, or any special event. You'll receive your finished product on an external hard drive or cloud service of your choice for easy viewing and sharing. Contact Melissa at Picks and Pieces Photo Management and Digital Organization at 446-0762. Email mel@picksandpieces.com.
Back here from White Lake, Cardinals missed a running layup by Piffner. 37-25, Newman with the lead, 7:17 to go. White Lake back into the forecourt. Right-hand side with it is Lambert. Now on the right wing, jumper by Kreshek is no good. Rebound cleared by Newman. Back up court comes Aiden Spicala. He'll slow it down, hand it off to Quincy Fender near the timeline. Moves it left to Piffner. Piffner, 30 feet from the hole, back to Quincy Fender. Pass is stolen away. Nick Blowett steps in to make that steal. Into the lane, tie up against Wickersheim. With the alternate possession arrow pointing towards White Lake. Oh, now they're going to have a conversation. Are they going to now call a foul? The referee closest was going to call a jump ball. And they're going to call a foul on Newman. Aiden Spicala may call for the foul. That's a tough call. Number three on Aiden. Number three on the team. Not a lot of fouls on either side in the second half. Left-hand side, Blawett gets it over to Lambert. 18 feet from the basket, left wing side. Gives it to Clay, left corner. Clay dribbles to the wing, now stops. Deep left corner, Lambert. Lambert dribble penetrates. And a ticky-tack foul there on the Cards. Quincy Fender called for the hand check, apparently. Team foul number four on the Cards. Inbounds play coming up for White Lake. Inbounded out top, taken there by Lambert. Lambert, 20 feet from the basket. Lob pass inside, grabbed by Wickersheim. Wickersheim misses the layup. Rebound tipped up twice, grabbed by Clay. Right-hand side, Kreshek. He'll penetrate, go to the basket, lay it up and in. Cardinals, if they survive this one tonight, need to be better on the boards coming up on Friday. And Jeff Waldvogel wants time again. 6:13 to go, 37-27. We're going to keep it right here. Want to remind you, tomorrow night, big high school sports show, 6 until 8 p.m. right here on Bull Falls Radio. Kincaid Keefe, the Athens girls basketball head coach, will be with us at 6:20. At 7 o'clock, we will be joined by our student-athlete guest, Brett Butala from Wausau West. Thursday, state tournament hockey from Madison, the Central Wisconsin Storm against the Cap City Cougars. Pregame at 4:35, opening faceoff at 5. Friday night, I'll be in Kaukauna as the Wausau West Warriors take on Kaukauna in a Division I regional semifinal. 6:50 for the pregame, live on Bull Falls Radio. And Tom Weaver on Friday will be in Marathon for the Red Raiders in their first-round playoff game. Inside, Spicala gets doubled, moves it right wing side to Fender. Fender now dribbles near the center circle. Right in his grill is Kreshek, and Kreshek a little too much body will be called for the foul. You're going to see White Lake now get aggressive because they need to commit some fouls, to be honest with you, because at some point down by 10, they're probably going to have to send the Cards to the free throw line. That was only the third team foul on White Lake in the second half. Between the circles, Fender gets it to Pifner. Pifner, 30 feet from the basket. Left corner, Pent up for a three, way off the mark, no good. Climbing over the back in the battle for the rebound was Liam McCarty. And McCarty called for the foul. So a chance to make it a single-digit game now is White Lake. 5:46 to go, 37-27 Cardinals. Back up court comes Aaron Wickersheim, now for White Lake. Crossing the timeline. Wickersheim works his way near the top of the key. Now tries to penetrate, and they're going to call a foul. Wickersheim dribbled his way into a double team, gets bailed out on the whistle. Team foul number six on Newman. Fourth personal foul on Liam McCarty. Inbounded out top, Kreshek. Kreshek, right corner, Wickersheim, up for a three-pointer, no good. Weak side rebound, Quincy Fender. And then a foul will be called as trying to strip it away was Brody Kreshek. Team foul number four on White Lake. 5:20 left, 37-27 Newman. Left-hand side, Griffin Pent. Near the timeline, Quincy Fender. At the left elbow, Spicala. Right wing side, Pifner. He'll try a three and hit it. Pifner from the right wing hits his first triple of the night. 7 points, all in the second half. Back to a 13-point lead for Newman with 5 minutes to go. 40-27. Nick Blowett on the right wing. Passes it off to Brody Clay. Clay, 23 feet from the basket. Now dribbling to the right-hand side is Kreshek. Hands it off to Wickersheim. Wickersheim dribbles. Working against the defense of Spicala. Good defense. Boy, that's a long 5 seconds, but now the ball is tipped, grabbed by Blake Lambert, and will get a foul. So now that puts Newman over the foul limit. Blake Lambert, again, who has struggled at the stripe all season long, 1-for-4 tonight, 36% on the season, will be at the line for a 1-and-1. Free throw is off to the left, no good. McCarty will grab that rebound. Remains 40-27. We will hit 4.5 minutes to go. Cardinals into the front court. Pifner, right-hand side. Swings it to Pent near the timeline. Pent between the circles. A reach and a foul called on Aaron Wickersheim. Team foul number 5 on White Lake. They have one more to give before putting the cards in the bonus. Tossed into the backcourt. Grabbed by Quincy Fender. Fender over the timeline. Fender moves it left to Pent. Pent back out top. Aiden Spicala, right wing side to Fender. Now with his McCarty, moves it left-hand side to Pifner. Pifner back to Spicala. Now left wing, again with it is Pifner. Pifner moves between the circles, moves it to Pent, right wing side. Cardinals working the perimeter, milking some clock. And now a whistle away from the basketball, and a foul will be called on White Lake. Brody Kreshek called for the foul. His second, team foul number 6. Next foul on the Lakers will put the Cardinals in the bonus. And now a timeout. 3:57 to go. 40-27 Newman. We'll take a 1 minute break and be right back here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make hot pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
And we're going to take a moment for a legal identification. Our legal ID, please play, Ian.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Cardinals looking to close it out, 40-27, 3:47 to go. Cardinals, right-hand side, Griffin Penn. Cardinals are spreading it out. With it is Pifner. Pifner stops his dribble, gives it to Penn. Pent on the near side in front of the Newman bench, getting double-teamed, dribbles out of trouble. Still dribbles, gives it off to Quincy Fender. 3.5 minutes to go. Fender bobbles it, gives it off to Pent. Pent gives it back to Pifner at the timeline. Right-hand side to Pent. Pent will dribble, still dribbles. Center circle, Pifner, back to Pent, right-hand side. Pent, center circle to Pifner. Pifner holds, moves it left-hand side to Griffin Pent. Now with it is Fender. Fender in front of the Newman bench. Wickersheim on the defense. Works his way into the lane. Drops it down low. McCarty. Little five-footer is short from the left corner. And the rebound grabbed by White Lake. Cardinals milked some clock. Now 2:55 to go. Still a 13-point lead. 40-27. Into the front court. Wickersheim. Wickersheim may have got away with an extra step. Kick back out. Trey Watkins. Watkins left-hand side. Grabbed by Wickersheim. Wickersheim, a long three-pointer. Air ball. Rebound is grabbed by Griffin Pent. Hands it off to Pifner. Pifner will bring it up court. 2.5 minutes to go. 40-27. Cardinals, again, spread it out. Near the timeline, with it is Quincy Fender. Fender, center circle. Fender still dribbles it near the timeline. Hands it, fake the handoff. Keeps it. Still dribbles. Now works it to the left. Still dribbling is Fender. And then a reach. Boy, that should have been a foul, but no call. Right-hand side taken by Pent. Back with it is Fender. Fender in the lane. Fender will dribble back to the left-wing side. Fender still pounds the hardwood. Backs it up, still 30 feet from the hole. Left corner. Pifner to the basket, lays it up and in. Baseline to the easy layup for Lucas Pifner. 9 points for Pifner. 42-27. A minute 45 to go, and it looks as though the Cardinals will be advancing. Back into the forecourt, White Lake. Pass down low. Grabbed, laid up and in by Brody Kreshek. Kreshek with the basket. 42-29 with 90 seconds left. Into the front court come the Cards. Into the lane of Fender, and Fender will lay it up and in. Quincy Fender with 8.5, 19 in the game. 44-29, 1:15 to go. Kreshek looks down low. Ball is tipped, grabbed. Little banker, no good by Clay. Gets his own rebound. Put back is no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Newman and Quincy Fender. So the Cards will face the winner of Pacelli and Gresham Friday night. Down low, Spicala kicks it right back out. Good play with 53 seconds to go. 44-29 Newman. Cardinals, of course, played at Pacelli just a few weeks back. Had a one-point lead at halftime before Pacelli came back and earned the win, as it's getting fouled out top is Quincy Fender. But the Cards on February the 13th played at Pacelli, lost 68-52, and we'll see, assuming that the number 3 seed Pacelli Cardinals knock off the number 14 seed Gresham squad. Free throw now for Quincy Fender is short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Trey Watkins for White Lake. Remains 44-29 with 34 seconds to go. Right-hand side with it is Bryce Peters, who just checked in. Pass is thrown away. Picked up by Quincy Fender. And a foul coming up. Bryce Peters. And now the Cards will clear the bench. Everett Pent will come in. Also, Michael Fox will check in. Damian Pent will come in. And Carter Sirwanka will come in as well. Coming out will be Griffin Pent, along with Lucas Piffner, Aiden Spicala, Liam McCarty. Only player staying out is the player at the free throw line, Quincy Fender. Free throw is no good. Rebound was almost saved by Carter Sirwanka, but he was out of bounds. 24 seconds to go. And now coming out is Quincy Fender for the Cards. So Newman lives to play another day. Into the forecourt, Trey Watkins. Watkins, right wing, he'll try a three-pointer. It's an air ball. Tipped, battle for, saved. Carter Sirwanka will have it here for the Cards, and the final seconds will tick off. Michael Fox into the forecourt. 44-29, Newman with the victory. We're going to take a three-minute break, come back, and have our postgame show coming up next. Newman 44, White Lake 29. Back in 3 minutes, this is Cardinal Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Now you can organize and create lasting memories by converting your photos and memories into digital photos you can share with family and friends. Picks and Pieces will create your custom photo books and slideshows that are perfect for family gatherings, weddings, or any special event. You'll receive your finished product on an external hard drive or cloud service of your choice for easy viewing and sharing. Contact Melissa at Picks and Pieces Photo Management and Digital Organization at 446-0762. Email mel@picksandpieces.com.
Back again from White Lake, where the Newman Catholic boys basketball team knocks off White Lake by a score of 44-29. I wasn't expecting you, so I only have one microphone. We're going to get a quick word with head coach Jeff Walvo. If you want to give me a quick word,
sure.
I was going to say when I came out of the break, it may not have been the prettiest, but boy, when it's playoff time, as long as you get back on that bus, head on home, know you have another practice or two, and get to play on Friday night. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yes. I just mentioned that to the team afterwards. You know, these playoff games, they're tight. You could see that we were really nervous. We kind of weren't comfortable early in the game, and it wasn't necessarily anything that White Lake was doing. It was everything that we were doing. So we talked about it a little bit. We've got a young team. It was important for us to get this win. We're excited to get back home with a win, get the practice, and be able to go down to Stevens Point and play a really good Pacelli team on Friday night.
One thing that impressed me was, I know he had to spend a little time on the bench in foul trouble, was Griffin Pent, because Wickersheim was frustrated. You could tell tonight that he wasn't able to get going. And being 21 points per game, obviously slowing down their top scorer, put them behind the eight ball, and I thought that was a big key for your team, wasn't it?
Yes, Griff, we can put him on just about anybody. He is someone that you want on your team, someone you do not want to have to play against. He's right there, knee to knee, shorts to shorts, and he's all over any player we put him on. And that's kind of helped turn this team a little bit on the defensive end, because we can take away a lot of teams' lead guard with Mr. Pent.
You said it, Friday. There's going to be no surprises for Pacelli. You know the road down to Pacelli Catholic High School. You were just there a few weeks ago. These guys know the feeling of shooting in that gym. I imagine that's a big advantage, having played there just a few weeks ago, isn't it?
Yes. Just a couple Tuesdays ago, you know, we scored the ball well the first half. The second half, we didn't do so well. We just need to clean up a little bit of our play that we had the second half. And, you know, I'm looking forward to an exciting game, and I know my players are as well.
Safe travels home, and congratulations. You're still undefeated as a playoff coach for Newman Catholic. We're going to keep going with that, right? Let's keep it going.
Yep, and we just talked about that. We're excited, obviously. You know, 1-0, you get off to a good start. You know, we've got this thing rolling in the right direction. Let's hope Lady Luck is on our side on Friday night, and we play a really good game. And as long as we play the best game we can play, that's what we're going that's what we're going down there to do.
Jeff Waldvogel, head coach of the Newman Catholic Cardinals, as the Cardinals win it 44-29. Let's look at the numbers before we wrap it up. Quincy Fender had 19 points tonight for Newman, 8 two-pointers, a three-pointer, 0-for-4 at the free throw line. Lucas Piffner, 9 points all in the second half. He had 3 two-pointers and a three-pointer. 7 points scored by Aiden Spicala all in the first half. He had 3 two-pointers and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. 5 points for Griffin Pent, but his performance, I think, was well beyond the 5 points. He was in the grill in the first half, especially of Aaron Wickersheim, and kept the leading score for the Lakers well in check. But 5 points for Griffin Pent, and Liam McCarty had 4 points on 2 baskets. 17 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, 1 of 5 at the free throw line for the Newman Cardinals. For White Lake, 10 points for Aaron Wickersheim, but it was a tough 10 here tonight. 2 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 7 points for Brody Kreshek, a pair of two-pointers and a three-pointer. 5 points for Blake Lambert. He had 2 baskets and 1 for 5 at the free throw line. 4 points for Trey Watkins on a pair of baskets, and 3 points for Brody Clay on a three-point field goal. 8 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, 4 of 10 at the free throw line tonight for White Lake. 44-29, Cards over the Lakers. Well, Cards heading to Pacelli Friday. Unfortunately, no radio for that one. We have 2 games on our schedule. That's all we can do Friday, unfortunately. That's me and Tom can only have 1 each. But hopefully the Cards can go to Pacelli, keep their season alive, and then we'll see about Saturday in a regional final. Friday night, I will be with the Wausau West team at Kokana. Live here on Bow Falls Radio, and Tom will be with the Marathon Red Raiders on Friday as they take on either Colby or Crandon. But here tonight, Cardinals win it 44-29. Thanks to my in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Newman Catholic High School basketball, and thanks to you for joining us. I'm Chad Holmes. This has been Newman Cardinal Boys Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
This has been Newman Catholic High School Sports on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Fighting Cardinal Sports has been brought to you by Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Graphic Packaging International, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Shine Chiropractic, Menke Auto, and Picks and Pieces. Thanks for joining us for Newman Catholic High School Sports on your home for the Fighting Cardinals, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
I got to talk to my board.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bowfallsradio.com.
Hey, Ian, you don't have to wait until the entire music ends. You could have just hit the rejoin program at that point. No. I mean, you didn't know. So, and just stop the recording.
Yeah.
And I will take care of it when I get home.